The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
They make efforts to put him out. They use their coats. They use fire extinguishers. Eventually, FDNY responds. We're able to put the male, extinguish the fire. And from that point, we remove him to Cornell Burn Unit, where right now he's there in a critical condition.
The Biden administration is not commenting on the reported Israeli retaliatory strike against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
The White House press secretary opened her daily briefing on Friday by announcing she would not discuss any developments in the Middle East. She and her counterparts at the National Security Council refused to comment on reported Israeli drone strikes on a major air base in Iran. Earlier, Secretary of State Blinken declined to confirm the reported attack, only saying that the U.S. has not been involved in any offensive operations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 211 points. The Nasdaq dropped 319 with the S&P 500 lower by 43. More at townhall.com.
It's time for Blue Darter Sports Central with your host, Roger Franklin Williams. Stay tuned for the latest updates on Blue Darter Sports, along with interviews with student athletes, coaches, and more. It's Blue Darter Sports Central. Now, here's Roger.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Blue Darter Sports Central, and happy Friday. Boy, it's great to be with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon, going into evening. I want to thank you for the opportunity to join you. Hope your week has been good, and hope, and I know you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend. We're glad that you're helping to get it started, help allowing you to help us get it started. Of course, Blue Darter Sports Central is a program that brings you uplifting stories of achievement by Apopka High School ballplayers, coaches, and alumni. And it's brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar, Shelley's Environmental Services, Community Health Centers, and of course, Florida Door Solutions. Do you have garage door problems? Florida Door Solutions has your solution. Well, friends, we have a great show for you. We'll go ahead and start telling you about the guests and topics tonight. Right now, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by Christopher Hart. Chris, thank you for sticking around for a few minutes to join us on Blue Darter Sports Central.
Thank you, Roger, for the opportunity.
A little bit later, we'll hear from Brian King. Of course, he's the founder of Orlando Baseball Academy. He was a longtime assistant baseball coach at Apopka High School. Of course, this past week was signing day at a lot of the high schools, which included a lot of several of our Blue Darter baseball players. And Brian and his work with Orlando Baseball Academy helps to prepare younger players both with their skills and on the field training, and also off the field to how they can help them get prepared to get opportunities to play at the college level. So we're going to talk to Brian about that specifically. And then later in our show, Chris, we're going to be speaking with, look forward to being speaking with a familiar face and a familiar voice. Mike McBath is going to join us later in the show today.
All right. Excellent.
But first of all, I'd like just to talk about two or three different topics. I have an announcement to make before we go further, and that is from our friend John Ricketson, who, of course, is the publisher and owner of the Apopka Chief and Planner community newspapers in the Apopka community, who's done a phenomenal job of serving the community for almost 100 years now. Yeah. But there's going to be a special event at the Apopka Altamont Springs VFW on Sunday, April 21st. And it's all part of the continuing effort to help welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
That's right.
Because as we all know, our Vietnam veterans were not welcomed home properly. It's one of the great tragedies, certainly in my lifetime and in American history.
And certainly blot on American history, yeah.
Absolutely. And hopefully the wonderful people at the Apopka Altamont Springs VFW Post 10147 are going to be doing, making this effort to help to do their little part, to do whatever little part they can do to help rectify that. And so there are going to be events this Sunday, April 21st, at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Yep. And among the things taking place will be the Vietnam veterans will receive a pin, a presidential proclamation, and a challenge coin. And of course, there'll be other things that'll be displayed at the museum at the Apopka VFW. That's Apopka VFW Post 10147, located 519 South South Central Avenue in Apopka.
Very good. Yeah, that's Wreaths Across America is also going to have their touring exhibit there as well. So, and that's going to be for the whole family. So, 10 to 4, Sunday. The weather's going to be perfect.
And now, boy, I could talk for days about the Vietnam War and our Vietnam veterans, and you know that's really an ongoing topic on you know the Roger Franklin Williams Show and Talking Old School as well, because you know from a lot of different perspectives. But I think as we've said one of the great tragedies of our country have been the way the Vietnam veterans were treated.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't fight wars anymore. We fight police actions. And it's an entirely different approach.
Well, and I think a big part of the problem was they got poor leadership. I mean, I feel my heart goes out to those guys so much because first they were treated badly when they came home, but then they did not get good leadership, in my humble opinion, when they were over there. And I'm talking about the top. Lyndon Johnson was actually tried to micromanage the war, and he got everything he did 100% wrong. Yeah. Robert McNamara is one of the biggest imbeciles to ever walk the face of America.
Yeah.
He was touted as he was one of the experts of his era.
Correct.
You know, he was supposed to be this genius. He got everything 100% wrong, to the point he even wrote a book about it later in life, admitting that he got 100%, admitting that he had no clue as to what he was doing.
That's right. It was an astonishing book. You should read it, because it's very rare that a public official will come out and say they made such a tragic mistake that it cost so many people's lives. The leadership, military leadership, wasn't as bad as the civilian leadership. Like you said, Johnson tried to micromanage.
But I would add Matt Westmoreland to that triumvirate.
Well, he was, but he was, once again, the approach wasn't to win a war. It was to fight a police action. You know, and today, I mean, we don't want to have too much of a footprint in a country. It might look like we're invading them or something.
We don't want anybody to get hurt over there.
Right. I mean, we went into Afghanistan with an insufficient troop level. We went into Iraq the second time with insufficient troop level. And we ended up staying there for decades because we were fighting a police action and not a war. Westmoreland was desperate to have a big showdown with the Vietnamese because they were fighting guerrilla warfare. So in 1968, he got it. It was called the Tet Offensive. And it was a surprise attack. The North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong attacked cities all around South Vietnam. They even took the American embassy, took some hostages there.
And they invaded the compound.
That's right, exactly. But within 3 or 4 days, their forces had been decimated.
It was a huge victory for America.
Exactly. Except in
the
American press. The American press presented it as a major defeat. As a matter of fact, the commanding general of the Vietnamese forces, his name's Chop, I think it is. It's G-I-A-P, I think is how it's spelled, or C-H-I-A-P.
You can Google Chop.
It. Yeah, you'll find it. In his memoir after the war, he said there were two instances where they were on the verge of asking for peace negotiations. One was after the Tet Offensive. He lost major forces, major amount of his forces, until he saw the press in the United States. And then he realized he didn't have to win the war. He just had to outlast us. By the way, the other time that he considered, you know, asking for peace negotiations was the Christmas bombing of 1972. And I think it was called Operation Linebacker, as a matter of fact. And it was very successful. The POWs even were cheering as the bombs were dropping around Hanoi Hilton. They were cheering, oh, but finally, they're bombing the headquarters. Well, the American media, oh, how can you do this? It's Christmas. This isn't in the spirit of America. So Nixon postponed the bombing, never resumed. And next thing you know, we're pulling out of Vietnam. And then treating the Warriors who came home like garbage, to get back your original point.
Yeah, those guys, they got it from all ends. They didn't get good leadership when they were there. They they were sent into, in many cases,
You know who a lot of those guys were that went over to Vietnam? They played high school football.
Well, they were draftees.
They played high school baseball.
Sure, I mean,
they were the athletes. They were the guys who were willing to go over
guys
there.
Guys like just us,
right?
Yeah, and certainly during the early years, they were the best and the brightest, actually. The literal best and brightest, not the idiot best and brightest,
right,
like
right.
Robert McNamara,
right.
And the people in the cabinet. But because this is a whole, we could go on forever about this topic too for a long time. The message of President John F. Kennedy. One of his main campaign themes was fighting communism. He talked about it explicitly in his inaugural address. We'll go anywhere. We'll fight anybody to advance the cause of freedom. Yeah. Meet communism anywhere. And that Vietnam was came out of Vietnam had already we were already.
And Eisenhower had gotten us involved.
Right. The process already started, but it wasn't a war yet. But my point is, a lot of young men were inspired by that message.
Yeah.
They were inspired. They wanted to fight communism. Yeah, we want to get on board here. What can we do? And that's where a lot of the early guys over at Vietnam were really inspired by John F. Kennedy to fight communism.
They were enlistees. They weren't drafted. That's right. But that spirit of patriotism was really worn down during that war. And we're still, I think, suffering the consequences of it, because we have a lot of people who are in power now who are anti-war protesters back then. Only now they find that war is convenient to them.
Yeah, and that's another whole thing we could talk about. I want to continue to talk about it. And friends, I encourage you to listen to the Roger Frank and William show, which comes on Sundays at 2, 2 to 3 right here. And also Talking Old School, actually, because we talk a lot about our military veterans and have interviews with military veterans on the Talking Old School show. It's America's patriotic sports talk show.
You mentioned that.
It's Saturday at 8 p.m., by the way.
Yeah, Mike is going to be on later on in the show. Ask him about when he went over to Russia and talked about football to them and what they said about football, because they saw football as a precursor to military training. And one of the reasons why we had such a great military is because of so many of the recruits came from high school and college football. It's our culture has been altered in so many ways that has weakened us as a nation.
Well, the left hates football.
Absolutely, and that's what.
They're making pretty significant inroads into certainly damaging it now, and their ultimate goal is to destroy it.
Because it's masculine, it builds men.
Right, it's the last bastion of masculinity in America, except maybe for ultimate fighting.
Exactly, and accepts that that's a good thing to do. And of course, in this world today, anything that's masculine is a bad thing to do, right?
And one more thing I will say about Vietnam, and then I've actually, and this is much more complicated topic that we really want to get, that we have time to get into tonight. But I've already said this on my show. After really thinking long and hard about it, I think that making the commitment that we did militarily in Vietnam was ultimately a mistake. And one of the reasons I say that way, and I go back and forth on this all the time, this segment's going to go a little bit longer, Jeff, but because one of the things that came out of it was the left really had really got a shot in the arm, if you will. The left was able to have something that they could really coalesce around, and really influence a lot of people. Of course, a lot of young men, once the war drug out to where it did, obviously a lot of young men didn't want to go over there the way it was being fought, and it really gave the left to get a real toehold in our culture by having that enemy. As Nixon said in politics, you always have to have an enemy.
Right.
You always want to have an enemy in politics, and they helped the left to really galvanize around their opposition to the war, and as you just said, that's what made me think of it. We're living the residuals of that birth of the left during the Vietnam War,
and we're living a similar time. If you remember back then, you had these mass protests that went into violence. You had the 1968 Democrat convention in Chicago, which was, you know, riots in the street. It looks like it's going to be the same thing this year. So history, it does have a way of repeating itself.
I would say, and I do want to make the point, too, that and I still kind of see it this way, that for many years I've thought about when talking about Vietnam, you know, I came down on the side that it was an ugly win. I mean, hey, we went there, you know, as we all know in sports, not every win's a beautiful win.
Right.
Sometimes you don't play well, you make a ton of mistakes, you do some stupid things, but you still eke out a win. And you know, I definitely could make this point and could argue this point, that the big – why were we there? To fight communism, okay? That was why we were there, to fight communism.
Right.
We didn't do it. We did it in a very sloppy way, and with tons of mistakes made, I think a lot of lives wasted. But at the end of the day, you know, the Soviet Union fell, thankfully, to Reagan and his leadership, of course, with the help of Thatcher and, you know, the Pope and, you know,
right,
others. But really, thanks to Reagan's vision and leadership, communism fell. So in that context – kind of like a chess game, Vietnam was part of that process of defeating communism.
Yeah.
I think you could argue that way, and maybe it was worth it. But really, I mean, I think that it was just, you know, it was just a tragic loss. So many men were maimed permanently. So many men died. So many men were affected psychologically and emotionally. That, you know, I just don't think that had to happen.
No, and I don't think we still yet learned the overall lesson. I mean, the generals learned tactics and things like that from the battlefield, but we didn't, once again, learn the lesson that if you're going to go into a war, you need to fight it to end
100%,
it.
Absolutely.
And police actions just don't do it.
Well, and they did learn that, you know, people like Schwarzkopf and
yeah, that's
of course,
true. Right,
know,
exactly.
Operation Desert Storm.
And when we employed it correctly, look at the result. I mean, wars have been debated.
Well, this is something we could talk about for a long time, too. But I think, I don't think it's an accident that these wars drag on forever and ever again.
No.
I mean, I think that's part of the military-industrial complex. And, of course, President Eisenhower warned against the military-industrial complex. For about 50 years, I didn't understand what he was talking about. In fact, I even didn't even agree with that. Now I'm like, the guy was brilliant. I mean, there's powerful forces here that are making hundreds of billions of dollars. People that we don't see, we don't know. You know, they're in the bowels of the system. They're elites at the top of the system in various industries.
Yep.
That Dick Cheney would be one. That have an extraordinary, powerful financial interest in perpetuating war
and influence over the process.
Exactly.
And we see that playing out right now on Capitol Hill.
And I would say Vietnam. That was a part of the story, the cocktail of Vietnam as well.
No doubt.
The whole story, but I think that element was certainly there.
No doubt about it.
Well, Chris, it's been a great conversation.
Well, thank you,
thanks,
Roger,
for sitting in with me.
I appreciate
tonight.
It so much. Thank you.
Friends, we're going to take a break. We're a little bit over on our segment. When we come back, we'll speak with Brian King. We're going to talk about how young baseball players can get opportunities to play at the next level. Please stay with us. You're listening to Blue Dart Sports Central, sponsored by Froggers.
You're listening to a special Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams, brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Before or after the game, with the freshest food in town, Apopka, Altamont Springs, Oviedo, and Mount Dora. Shelley's Environmental Services, locally owned septic and environmental service. They're there when you need them. Community Health Center, healthcare for the whole family. Florida Door Solutions, Central Florida's number one for garage door design and repair. And Seabreeze Pool Service, honesty, integrity, and quality. Call them today. Don't go away. More great sports talk coming up with Roger Franklin Williams and Blue Darter Sports Central. Since 1972, Community Health Centers has been providing quality and affordable health care for Central Florida, offering pediatrics, family medicine, OBGYN, dental, and pharmacy. And they are here to be the medical and dental home for you and your entire family. For your convenience, Community Health Centers even offers Saturday and evening hours. Community Health Centers accepts Medicaid, Medicare, private insurances, and offers a sliding discount program based on family size and income. Visit them at chcfl.org. For more information, that's chcfl.org.
Hey, honey, we're having trouble with the garage door. It's noisy, it skips.
Didn't even work when I got home the other day.
But who do you call?
Maybe we ask our friends on social media.
Hey, good idea. Hey, that didn't take long. This one says, great job, Florida Door Solutions. Here's another one. Quick service, Florida Door Solutions. Reasonably priced.
There's more. The tech was very nice. Florida Door Solutions, they fixed our roll-up door at our office. Florida Door Solutions came out right away. I guess we found our solution.
Florida Door Solutions.
Florida Door Solutions, celebrating 20 years serving Central Florida with the professional products, service, and installation they've become known for. From commercial and residential to gate operators, they have the reputation for doing the job right the first time. They design, install, refresh, renew, update, and repair garage doors and entry systems on existing and new construction. And they carry the best name brands from LiftMaster, Overhead Door, Haas, Clopay, Raynor, and more. Call Florida Door Solutions 866-FLA-DOOR or take the tour online at fladoor.com. Florida Door Solutions, serving Central Florida for 20 years.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com, founded by a family who have been leaders in the diamond industry for more than a century.
It's Blue Darter Sports Central. Now, here's Roger.
Friends, welcome back to Blue Darter Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams. It's great to be with you as we are ushering in another wonderful Friday evening throughout Central Florida. Of course, Blue Darter Sports Central is a program that brings you uplifting stories of achievement by Apopka High School ballplayers, coaches, and alumni. And it's all brought to you by Froggers. Froggers is hopping with food and fun. With locations in Apopka, Altamont Springs, Mount Dora, and Oviedo. And with the NBA playoffs right around the corner, Froggers is the perfect place to follow your team in the NBA playoffs this year. And by Shelley's Environmental Services. Shelley's, locally owned, environmentally friendly. Now let's go to Brian King, founder of Orlando Baseball Academy, longtime assistant coach at baseball coach at Apopka. Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us for a few minutes.
Thank you for having me on, Roger. I always enjoy being on your show.
And, Brian, now I'd like to talk, of course, this past week was signing day at a lot of the schools around Central Florida. You know, young men and women, young ballplayers got the opportunity to play in college. And I know that's a big part of what you do in your work at the Orlando Baseball Academy is to help prepare young baseball players for those opportunities to play college baseball. And you do that not only help prepare them on the field with their on-the-field skills and fundamentals and attitudes, but also you help them with the other, give them advice for the off-the-field things that they need to do as well. And can you address that? Can you just, give us a brief, some brief bullet points on what young ballplayers and their parents, who aspire for the ballplayers to play college baseball, should be doing?
Absolutely. And, Roger, you hit right on. This is really for everybody because it's across the board. The college landscape is so messed up right now with NILs and transfer portals and, just a almost total free agency that you are now fighting for a position sometimes with against guys who are 24, 25, maybe even 26 years old as a high school senior at age 17 or 18. So, you know what? You're going to open every possible door you can open, as that the more opportunities you have, the better chance you have of getting a college scholarship. And you go about that by reaching out, just like the kid's mom and dad would with a job. They say, you know what, I want a job in this profession. So they start looking at whatever that profession is, what the best places that fit their personality and their style are, and they reach out to them. And that's just what players of any sport should be doing. They should be doing their own research, finding schools by division, which is equivalent to what kind of talent level they believe they have, and then by region, and meaning that there's so much to pick in a school. If you go to a school in the Central Florida area, whether it be UCF or Rollins or Stetson or Seminole State College, there's something to do whether it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. And then there's a lot of places in the country where the town rolls its doors up at 8 o'clock. So, you know, you gotta be able to live in that environment and community and town that you're in. Then you got to be able to play for that coach in personality-wise. If you're a guy who dislikes being pushed and driven, then make sure that you know what kind of personality the coach has. If the coach has a personality of a driving, slave driver type, stay on your back, and you don't perform under those circumstances as well as you do a guy who's more laid back and lets you kind of figure it out on your own, then you need to go to a place that's a little more laid back. If you need somebody to push you and constantly challenge you, then go to a place where the coach is a little more energetic and vibrant. And then you gotta make sure that there's something there that you want to study. So, you know, again, man, 17, 18 years old, none of us, no matter what people tell me, know what they want to do when they grow up. I want to be a professional player, or I want to be a professional musician. But outside of the professional sports arena or music arena or maybe arts arena, you know what? Nobody really knows what they want to do. So, again, don't narrow it down strictly on places that you say, well, I want to be an engineer, because you just don't know. But you do have to go to a place where that they do have some things that you want to study, so you can figure out what it is you want to do with your grown-up life. So there is a lot that goes into this, and not just sitting by the phone waiting for some college coach to call you, because that just doesn't happen anymore.
Great advice from a lot of different perspectives, friends. You're listening to Blue Garter Sports Central. Right now we're speaking with Brian King. He's a longtime owner of the Orlando Baseball Academy. He's the founder of Orlando Baseball Academy. It's an organization that, among other things, helped to prepare young baseball players to play past the college level. And he's had a long list of alumni that not only have played, I mean, past the high school level, have played at the college level, but also a long list who've played pro baseball and a long list who've actually played in the major leagues. So he definitely knows what he's talking about. He's also a longtime assistant baseball coach at Apopka High School. You know, and Brian, you know, when you mentioned that about you're not being too sure about exactly what you want to do, you know, after, you know, in your professional career after college, after school, you know, that reminded me, there's of a joke I heard recently, you know, somebody, and it says, a saying, do you know why adults ask kids so often, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And the punchline is because they're looking for ideas.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yep, I like that.
Yeah, so you're so true about that. You don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself to to something that's overly specific when you're looking at these colleges in terms of curriculum. But then also, the point you made, and I want to reemphasize this because it's something I didn't figure out till long after, you know, my playing days were over. you're going to need, you know, especially now, and I would say this applies to everybody, unless maybe you can throw 98 miles per hour, unless you are, you know, a top round MLB potential draft choice. But anybody else, you're going to have to take the initiative yourself. You know, they're not going to come recruiting you. You're going to have to recruit them. And by that, I mean the colleges.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing that's so hard for 16- and 17-year-olds to understand, because you made a great point about, you know what, Apopka High School had, I think I heard, seven players signed, four baseball, a couple of football, and maybe a couple of softball. But, you know, this is like a really hard time in their lives, because it's the most exciting personally, because you're getting a chance to continue your career. But you know what? You're right at the end of your high school season, and the district tournament's coming, and that's really winning the game to the most important thing from here on out. And so, you know, it's really, I don't think we as adults understand how much pressure sometimes these young guys feel, because we always want them to do so well, but part of doing well and what people want is to win. And sometimes I think, especially in today's world, the winning gets pushed aside for the personal glory and gratification and accomplishments. And being fortunate enough to have won one state championship and played in two others and lose, I can just tell you there's no greater feeling that I've had in my 56 years as it was winning a state baseball game.
Yep. That's a great point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that I talk about a lot too, Brian, and that is, and it's a concern that I have, just as I observe the process, both personally, you know, in person at games and so forth, and then especially on Facebook and social media, especially, you know, I'm concerned that a lot of kids are so focused on getting that opportunity, so focused on where am I going to go to college, or so focused on, or even, hey, I got a scholarship somewhere, or even I'm going to like a power school, five school or something. But they're so focused on that they're missing the just the pure enjoyment and satisfaction of enjoying their season, of playing their season out, and focusing their goals on being the best player they can to help their team and to have team success and individual success while they're still in high school.
Absolutely, that's a great point, Roger. I just told somebody the other day, they were talking to me about recruiting as a father of a 10th grade kid, and I said, man, with no disrespect, man, your son has never played a varsity baseball game. He's not even a good varsity baseball player yet. Before you can worry about him getting recruited, you better help him become the best high school baseball player he can be. And we have gotten skewed in our thoughts that everybody's thought is on what can I do to get signed or drafted. And a huge part of that is just flat out winning. I know it sounds very cliche, and everybody says, oh yeah, all you guys say that. When a college coach calls me, which happens on a regular basis, his first question to me is, what kind of kid is he, and can he play for me? And there's a lot of guys that I can't say yes to that answer. And my answer is, well, you need to get around him and make that your own decision. Now, fortunately, in my program, I do such a good job, I think, of selecting players and families that those are few and far between. But again, a lot of the times the people who call me aren't calling necessarily about my guy, because they know my personality. They want to know what I think about Johnny Smith, who plays over at Boone or plays for Power or plays at Winter Park, because they know that I'm going to give them a straight answer about what kind of kid and personality he is. And that is equally important as the ability level.
No, that's a great point, and that'll be has to be another topic for another day. Because I really appreciate you joining us. We're up on our next break, but that's when you do join us, and I don't want to leave this conversation without putting that on the table, because that was something I was going to bring up as well. There's more to it, especially now that the players and their families are going to have to be the ones that are doing the recruiting. There's more to it than just your between-the-lines on-the-field ability. Yeah, you're going to have a minimum, at least a minimal level of between-the-lines on-the-field ability, but that's not all there is. No matter, you know, pretty much no matter how good you are, there's the attitude component, there's your work ethic component, are you a good teammate component, do you respect your coach's component, those are all things that are part of it, and they should not be neglected. And thank you for bringing that up, Brian. But Brian, really appreciate you joining us for an excellent conversation and for excellent advice for young high school ball players and their parents who aspire to play at the college level.
I enjoy being on your show, Roger, anytime.
Thank you very much, Brian King. And before we go to that break, I want to let you know that speaking of Apopka Blue Darter Baseball, Talking Old School will feature Apopka Blue Darter Baseball this Saturday night, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., right here on AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer. I invite everyone to tune in and join us. Well, friends, we're going to go to another break. When we come back, we look forward to being joined by our friend Mike McBath on Blue Darter Sports Central, brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Frogger's is hopping with food and fun, with locations in Altamont Springs, Apopka, Mount Dora, and Oviedo, and by Community Health Centers. Community Health Centers have provided quality, affordable health care to the citizens of Central Florida for now over 50 years, and now with 15 locations serving our residents. We'll be right back on Blue Darter Sports Central.
You're listening to a special Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams, brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Before or after the game, with the freshest food in town, Apopka, Altamont Springs, Oviedo, and Mount Dora. Shelley's Environmental Services, locally owned septic and environmental service. They're there when you need them. Community Health Center, healthcare for the whole family. Florida Door Solutions, Central Florida's number one for garage door design and repair. And Seabreeze Pool Service, honesty, integrity, and quality. Call them today. Don't go away. More great sports talk coming up with Roger Franklin Williams and Blue Darter Sports Central. Since 1972, Community Health Centers has been providing quality and affordable health care for Central Florida, offering pediatrics, family medicine, OBGYN, dental, and pharmacy. And they are here to be the medical and dental home for you and your entire family. For your convenience, Community Health Centers even offers Saturday and evening hours. Community Health Centers accepts Medicaid, Medicare, private insurances, and offers a sliding discount program based on family size and income. Visit them at chcfl.org. For more information, that's chcfl.org.
Shelley's Environmental Services is Central Florida's environmentally friendly solid waste disposal and septic tank company. Shelley's Environmental Services has served Central Florida by taking waste to recycle and reuse for over 30 years. You and your family can feel good about having Shelley's experienced team of licensed, insured, and state-certified experts working for you. Shelley's Environmental Services is a family-owned, local company serving our community since 1985. Find out more at shelleysseptictanks.com.
I'm Michael Easton with Fellowship Financial Group. Don't let too much of the year fly by without making sure you have a financial plan to get you through retirement. Chat with us live right now at fellowshipfinancial.com. That's fellowshipfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered by Fellowship Investment Advisors, a registered investment advisor.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com, founded by a family who have been leaders in the diamond industry for more than a century.
Join the Answer Seekers Club now for a huge ticket discounts to see Taylor Mason live Friday night, May 10th at Family Church Lakeside Campus. Go to TheAnswerOrlando.com right now for family, group, and Gold Circle ticket discounts when you join the Answer Seekers Club now at TheAnswerOrlando.com. Don't miss it.
It's Blue Darter Sports Central. Now here's Roger.
Well, welcome back to Blue Darter Sports Central. Friends, it's great to be with you as we usher in a brand new weekend here in April. Hope your week is going well, and it's great to be with you now as we begin to get into the weekend. Blue Darter Sports Central, of course, is a program that brings you uplifting stories of achievement by Apopka High School ballplayers, coaches, and alumni, and we talk about other sports as well. and other things in the world of sports. And speaking of Apopka Blue Darter alumni of achievement, it was great to have Brian King join us just a few minutes ago. And I really, Brian had some really outstanding information and advice for young high school ball players who aspire to play at the college level, and especially for their parents as well. In a moment, we're going to go to a good friend and a familiar voice to you, Mike McBath. Look forward to being joined by Mike McBath to join us to talk sports and specifically talk about some of the experiences that Mike had, both in his NFL career playing for the Buffalo Bills, also in his outstanding college career playing for coaching legend Coach Joe Paterno at Penn State, and during his long tenure as president of the NFL Retired Players Association. But first of all, of course, I want to remind you that the high school ball players and their dedicated coaches that you hear on Blue Darter Sports Central are supported by Florida Door Solutions. Do you have garage door problems? Florida Door Solutions has your solution. And by Community Health Centers. Community Health Centers were founded in Apopka in 1972. Since that time, they've provided quality, affordable health care to the citizens of Central Florida now for over 50 years, and now with 15 locations serving our community. Now let's go to Mike McBath. Mike, hey, it's great to catch up with you.
Roger, it's a pleasure. You know, I'm down in Port Charlotte today. Tomorrow we have a Fellowship of Christian Athletes golf tournament to raise money to actually, what the money goes toward is to provide coaching clinics for, I call amateur coaches, so that when they work with younger kids, that they know not only the coaching skills that are required to be successful, but also the skills of life and the skills of, you know, positive religion and everything. And we have a whole sold-out group. I know our group from Orlando, there's about 12, 14 players that play professional football. We play in at least three of these a year. And, you know, we're involved in raising tens of thousands of dollars to try to just make sure that the coaches, you know, besides being good fundamental coaches, are also good fundamental Christians. And we want to make sure that the right message is conveyed to the youth, you know, during times of, you know, practice and games, et cetera, and that we don't lose sight of what the whole, I guess, theme of sports is just to make primarily a better man for the future. So that's what we're doing down here today. And I'm down with about six or seven former players from Orlando, like a guy named Rick Hamilton who played at UCF. You know, Rick's a great guy. He also played for the Predators. I know he played for the Redskins. I think he played for Detroit. You know, we have Steve Pisarkowitz. You know, he was a number one draft choice, played at Missouri. You know, he's down here. We got a guy named Ricky Shaw, played for the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. Robin Cole, you may remember him, an all-pro linebacker with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, he's here. He played 10, 11 years. But we have a whole group that show up for these events, and the primary purpose is to raise money to produce better people, not better football players, better people. Something different, don't you think?
No, thank you for sharing with us, being here to share about that great tournament, golf tournament, sponsored by, hosted by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes that you're at now in South Florida. And that really sparks a topic I'd like to get into. But first of all, I did want to say, you know, I really enjoyed our recent conversations, both on the Talking Old School program last week, and then also it was great seeing you at our Pastor's Masters, the pastor, you know, of our sister station, WTLN, on Monday out at Heathrow.
And that was a lot of fun. And again, that's another group. We had like Joe West. You know, Joe West is truly a legend in Major League Baseball. You know, he umpired 480 games. He threw out every superstar, every manager. But what a nice guy, as I'm sure you know. I'm sure you had a chance to chat with him. And again, you get another cross-section of athletes. They're all working toward the goal of making better people. And we particularly put an emphasis on our youth, because unfortunately too many are pushed in the wrong direction, and we're pushing back. So if we can push them in the right direction, we've done something right for society, you know, and the future of America.
And that leads me into, I'd like, you know, I always enjoy talking about your experiences and have you share with our listeners about them. And I think that's a topic that's really at the forefront now, and that is the off-the-field aspect and the off-the-field benefit that sports can have, and I emphasize the word can, because not every sports culture, and we see it all the way from Pop Warner and Little League to all the way to the to pro sports, is some cultures under certain leaders, and usually the coach is the one that sets the tone, if not always, are structured so that you do, and it's expected that you learn life skills, if you will, or that you have you perform well not only off the field but on the field but off the field. Other sports cultures are more lax, shall we say, and really the all they care about is what happens between the lines and on the scoreboard. They could care less about what the players do off the field. So, and you're a perfect person to speak to this because, you know, you had the opportunity to play for Coach Joe Paterno in college, as we have talked about, both on the air and off the air. And you know, can you share about what that experience meant to you? And I'm talking now more about the off the field demands, if you will, of Coach Paterno than even the between the lines expectations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was no stricter disciplinarian than Coach Paterno, and the reality of it is, when you look at him, he was actually one of the great teachers. He was a graduate of Brown. I think his major was English literature. You know, he wanted all our players. We were never allowed to be in a sports dorm. He wanted us integrated throughout the campus. He wanted us to experience the college experience, but he also wanted us to achieve high grades. And, you know, study hall was mandated. If you didn't go to study hall, I'll see you out at the stadium at 6 in the morning, and you will run till you throw up. And, you know, it's a lot easier studying than throwing up, as you know. And he was the type of guy that you really didn't appreciate him, you know, at the time, because he was so strict to try to make you a better person. How about that word? A better person, and to make sure that you graduated. And every time we took away trips, it was mandatory coat, tie, dress well, speak well. And the reason was, he said, you know, I'm here to get you ready for a job, not for the NFL. And he constantly emphasized that, because the reality is most of you, like 98%, will never play in the NFL, and the other 2% won't play in a very long period to change your life. So the only person that can really change it and formulate it is your cohorts here that you're going to know for many, many years in the future. So pick your friends and make sure the guys that you pick to hang with are the type of guys that you want to hang with all your life. Pretty good lesson.
And thank you for sharing that with us. And I think that leads into, you know, is the conversation now that we're all seeing, those of us who are passionate college football fans, and I would say many, 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 many people listening to our show are passionate college football fans and have been pretty much all their lives. I find unfortunate, and I think a lot of people do, is this the whole culture now of college football specifically is changing so dramatically due to two things. One, the NIL, you know, payers actually being paid. And then secondly, the transfer portal, which is just wide open, apparently no restrictions whatsoever. And, you know, players can literally just change schools at a drop of the hat, and they're doing it almost to the point of ridiculous and absurd levels for certain players. And one of the reasons that I don't think that, you know, carte blanche transferring is a good thing is because part of becoming a more mature person, if you will, a person who's going to be more prepared for real life, is enduring some of the adversity that you do deal with if you're going to play college sports, especially college football. Those experiences aren't really going to, you know, now pretty much anybody who endures adversity is just gonna change and go somewhere else. But can you, as we were talking today off the air, you shared a thought that about Coach Paterno, how players felt about Coach Paterno when they were at Penn State, and then how they felt about him maybe 20 or 30 years later.
Oh no, I used to always kiddingly say after I had played at Penn State, and, you know, in my graduating class as a group, 23 of the 24 guys had graduate degrees. And I'll never forget when I went in my first NFL locker room, I couldn't even believe that half these guys went to college. You know, I'm going, what is this? Right, you know, and then later on, I would have people, you know, some of the reporters and stuff, they'd ask you a question, and they'd go like, Mike, how come you never speak to Coach Paterno? And this is when I was naive to what he, the good things he did for me. I would always say to him, well, at Penn State, we have a 5-year, a 10-year, and a 15-year program. They go, what do you mean? I said, it takes you that long to go back and talk to the SOB once you graduated, you know, because he was so tough on you. But,
And didn't you say earlier, you said that if they had their transfer portal then, almost all you guys would have transferred.
Well, yeah, foolishly. And you said the right word, foolishly. And then that's the problem, because no one's taught the important word of perseverance, hang in there, you know, toughen up. Because the reality of it is you never know when you're going to become a starter. And it's like myself, going into my sophomore year, there was a kid in front of me who was probably better than me, but bad attitude, bad everything, and he quits a week before the first game of the season. I now get a chance to play, and from that point on, you know, I did pretty well. But that was a perfect example. If I'd have just quit and after spring ball, well, I don't think I'm going to play. I'll go somewhere else. You hang in there. You know what I mean? If you work hard, they're going to find a place for you. So that's what's so important and what is given up on this NIL. The NIL is a very bad example of what's wrong in sports, you know, in our society today, and maybe society itself. So, you know.
No, and I think that's your personal experience really illustrates this whole situation about the transfer portal, is that, you know, as you even said to me off the air, you know, almost everybody would have transferred playing for Paterno because of the right. Rigid discipline, and you know, because it was a difficult experience. But now even 20, 30 years later, you know, almost everybody I know that I've played for Joe Paterno, and I know several, can't say enough good things about him, about the experience.
I know. And I'm sure everybody would say what I said about our initial relationship with him. But when we look back, we go, oh, my God, he was so right on virtually everything we did. And it just made us better people, you know, engage life in itself. So pretty good thing. You can hear the music in the background. They're starting up the event. So, but, you know, I'm 100%, like I say, against the what's taught by the NIL, because example two, I don't believe any of these kids should get any money until they graduate, because the object of college is to graduate and become a better business person, a better citizen, etc. And if that's not what they're looking for, you know, I'm out. You know, I'm not for making somebody millionaires overnight and haven't played one game.
And as we wrap up, we got to go to a break here, and I know you got to get back to your event. Really appreciate you joining us to share for a few minutes, Mike McBath. But yeah, that's the thing we close out is, you know, I think the current culture of college football, especially, nobody's talking about off the field now. Nobody's talking about helping build young men to helping young to become better men.
Kidding.
Now it's only about on the field results.
And that's why, we're here with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We want to make sure that they're helped off the field. We're not going to worry about on the field. You know, if they're good, it'll take care of themselves. But the other part, I think they need a bit more instruction. So we'll see what we can do.
Well, you're doing great work. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing about it with us.
Okay, good talking with you. Thank you. A lot of fun.
Mike McBath, former Buffalo Bills defensive lineman. Of course, we could go on and on about McBath. He was one of the founders of the original Orlando Predators. He also played for Joe, as we heard, Coach Joe Paterno at Penn State. In fact, he was on Paterno's very first team as head coach at Penn State. It's always great to catch up with Mike McBath. Well, friends, we're going to take another quick break. We'll come back to wrap things up on Blue Dart Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams. Please stay with us.
You're listening to a special Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams. Brought to you by Frogger's Grill and Bar. Before or after the game with the freshest food in town. Apopka, Altamont Springs, Oviedo, and Mount Dora. Shelley's Environmental Services. Locally owned septic and environmental service. They're there when you need them. Community Health Center. Healthcare for the whole family. Florida Door Solutions. Central Florida's number one for garage door design and repair. And Seabreeze Pool Service. Honesty, integrity, and quality. Call them today. Don't go away. More great sports talk coming up with Roger Franklin Williams and Blue Darters Sports Central.
April is here, and that means the start of Major League Baseball. Frogger's Grill and Bar is the perfect place to follow your favorite Major League team. So many teams, so many games, and at Frogger's,
so many TVs. Wow!
Frogger's is where you can enjoy all the games while feasting on Frogger's huge, juicy Black Angus burgers, wings, or a variety of other fresh, always made from scratch entrees. Altamont Springs, Apopka, Oviedo, and Mount Dora. Frogger's, hop in with food and fun.
Hey, honey, we're having trouble with the garage door. It's noisy, it skips.
Didn't even work when I got home the other day.
But who do you call?
Maybe we ask our friends on social media.
Hey, good idea. Hey, that didn't take long. This one says, great job, Florida Door Solutions. Here's another one. Quick service, Florida Door Solutions. Reasonably priced.
There's more. The tech was very nice. Florida Door Solutions, they fixed our roll-up door at our office. Florida Door Solutions came out right away. I guess we found our solution.
Florida Door Solutions.
Florida Door Solutions, celebrating 20 years serving Central Florida with the professional products, service, and installation they've become known for. From commercial and residential to gate operators, they have the reputation for doing the job right the first time. They design, install, refresh, renew, update, and repair garage doors and entry systems on existing and new construction. And they carry the best name brands from LiftMaster, Overhead Door, Haas, Clopay, Raynor, and more. Call Florida Door Solutions 866-FLA-DOOR or take the tour online at fladoor.com. Florida Door Solutions, serving Central Florida for 20 years. Since 1972, Community Health Centers has been providing quality and affordable health care for Central Florida, offering pediatrics, family medicine, OBGYN, dental, and pharmacy. And they are here to be the medical and dental home for you and your entire family. For your convenience, Community Health Centers even offers Saturday and evening hours. Community Health Centers accepts Medicaid, Medicare, private insurances, and offers a sliding discount program based on family size and income. Visit them at chcfl.org for more information. That's chcfl.org.
It's Blue Darter Sports Central. Now, here's Roger.
Friends, happy Friday, and welcome back to Blue Darter Sports Central with Roger Franklin Williams. It's great to be with you. Hope you're enjoying the show to this point. We've had some great guests. I appreciate them joining us. Of course, to start off, Christopher Hart stuck around for a few more minutes and joined us on our first segment. Then later, Brian King was here, founder of Orlando Baseball Academy, with some great advice for high school ball players and youth baseball players who aspire to play college baseball and maybe even beyond, and for their parents and how they can start right now getting prepared to do that, prepare themselves for those opportunities possibly. And then, of course, most recently, Mike McBath. Of course, you hear Mike regularly on the American Adversaries program right here during the week with Chris Hart. And before we go, wrap things up, I do want to, of course, remind you that Blue Darter Sports Central is sponsored by Shelley's Environmental Services. Shelley's, locally owned, environmentally friendly, and by Community Health Centers. Community Health Centers has been providing quality, affordable health care to the citizens of Central Florida for now over 50 years, and now with 15 locations throughout our community. And in our closing thoughts, I do once again want to remind you about a wonderful event taking place this Sunday at VFW Post 10147. Of course, that's the Apopka Altamont Springs VFW. And there's going to be an entire day long from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activities supporting and helping to recognize our Vietnam veterans. There'll be a number of activities taking place, I wanted to let you know that it's going to take place this Sunday, the 21st. The exhibit opens from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at VFW Post 10147, Apopka, Altamont Springs. That's at 519 South Central Avenue, Apopka. And you know, in our closing thoughts, I do want to remind you also, as we wrap things up, speaking of Apopka Blue Darter Baseball, Talking Old School will feature Apopka Blue Darter Baseball this Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer, we have a great program that will highlight Apopka Blue Darter Baseball past, present, and future. And it includes interviews with head coach Bobby Brewer, former Apopka coach John Mancuso, teacher and coach John Mancuso. Of course, he coached multiple junior high school state county championship teams, and he was really instrumental in helping prepare a whole generation of ball players to play varsity baseball at Apopka. And in addition to his job teaching and coaching a variety of different sports. So I hope you'll tune into that on Talking Old School this Saturday night right here at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Well, friends, that's going to do it for our program tonight. I want to thank you for joining us on Blue Darter Sports Central. I want to give a shout-out to our producer, Jeff Sinnes, and encourage you to stick around for Charlie Kirk coming up right now on
AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer, WORL, Orlando. News, opinion, passion. With this SRN News update now.
Following Iran's massive drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the United States must stand in solidarity with the Jewish state.
Our friends around the world are counting on us to have their back, you know, and especially a country like Israel, who's always under attack. They can take care of themselves, but they need our support and help because there are other countries in the world that want to undermine Israel.
Scalise was interviewed on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, heard on many of these stations this weekend. Some Tesla vehicles are being recalled.
The recall involves about 3,900 2024 Cybertrucks. Tesla says the accelerator pedal can become stuck, potentially causing the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. According to a fire.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.